The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
For the third time this season, more than a million sockeye were caught in the Nooshigak District yesterday. This haul was slightly smaller than Saturday's, but still larger than any other in the district's history. It's Monday, June 2nd. I'm your host, Mitch Borden, on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Coming up on tonight's show, we'll hear from a fisheries researcher on how the run is shaping up around the bay compared to the forecast.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preseason forecast for Nooshigak District as a whole were quite high, so it's consistent with that. In other ways, the run is shaping up differently than we might have expected preseason.
In the Nooshigak District, fishermen may need to switch to a smaller mesh size on Wednesday to protect Nooshigak River sockeye.
If that escapement today is less than we need, then tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock we will announce that we're implementing that 4 3/4 inch mesh restriction at 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
We'll also catch up with some Nooshigak District fishermen docked at the Dillingham Boat Harbor. That and more after the numbers.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org.
It's the beginning of the month and traditionally the week the Nooshigak District peaks. Let's take stock of where the run stands. On the east side, Ugashik posted a catch yesterday of 44,000 sockeye for a cumulative of 181,000. The state forecast calls for a harvest there this season of 7.5 million. Escapement was 2,300 for a season total of 5,400. Total run to the district so far, 196,000. The Ugashik River is managed for escapement of 500,000 to 1.4 million fish, forecast of 2.7 million. In Igigik, 157,000 sockeye caught yesterday for a season total of 760,000. 38,100 sockeye made it past the county tower for a season cumulative escapement of 360,000. Total run to the district is estimated at 1.1 million. The Igigik River is being managed for 800,000 to 2 million fish with a forecast of 9.1 million. The Naknek Kwijek hauled in its largest catch of the season, 258,000, and on Sunday for a cumulative harvest of 375,000. Daily escapement was 5,000 for a total escapement of 149,000. The Alagnak posted escapement of 780 for a season total of 1,400. It is managed for 2.1 million escapement. Total run forecast to the river is 4.4 million. The Kwijek is expecting a total return of 8.4 million sockeye. The river is managed for 2 to 10 million escapement. Sunday's escapement was 1,280 for a season cumulative of 3,500. The Naknek River's escapement was 2,900 Sunday for a season cumulative of 144,132. The Naknek sockeye run is forecast at 3.9 million, providing an estimated 2.7 million for harvest and 1.1 million up the river. The total run to the district so far is 524,000 of a forecasted 16.6 million sockeye. And then there's the Nooshigak. Saturday's catch was 1.69 million sockeye, just a little smaller than Saturday's 1.77. Both those catches are larger than any other single day catch in the district. That brings the season total to 7.59 million sockeye. Let's look at the escapement by river. The Nooshigak saw the lowest king escapement of the season, 146 fish. The total escapement, however, 64,200, is still above the historic average on this day, 60,700. 9,000 sockeye made it past the Portage Creek sonar yesterday, which is pretty low for a single day at this point in the season. The season total is 192,500. The Nooshkegak River sockeye escapement goal range is between 370,000 to 900,000. 29,000 chum made it up the Nooshkegak to spawn for a total of 380,500. The Wood River posted 110 escapement yesterday and then another 172,000 this morning before 6 a.m. That puts the season total at almost 1.4 million. The Wood River escapement goal is between 700,000 and 1.8 million. The Igoochik River counted 24,500 escapement yesterday with another 5,000 this morning before 6 a.m. That brings the season total to 81,000. The Igoochik forecast total run is 2.1 million, providing 1.7 million for harvest and 340,000 up the river to spawn. Nooshkegak District forecast total run 21.8 million. We're almost halfway there with total run to the district sitting at 9.2 million. Baywide, fishermen hauled in 2.2 million reds yesterday, bringing the total harvest this summer to 8.9 million. Sockeye per drift delivery was 558 in Ugaashik, 496 in Igigik, 1,030 in Naknek Kwijak, and 1,080 in Nooshkegak. Now, vessel registration at 3:30 this afternoon. As of 3:30 this afternoon. In Igigik, 376 permits were registered on 305 boats, 71 D boats, 313 vessels in 48 hours. In Naknek Kwijak, 177 permits were registered on 159 boats, 18 D boats, 181 vessels in 48 hours. In Nooshkegak, 966 permits were registered on 722 boats, 243 D boats. Those numbers will hold steady at least until 3:30 on Wednesday. Dogiak has 28 permits on 28 vessels with steady numbers for the next 2 days. In Ugaashik, 74 permits were registered on 58 boats, 16 D boats, 89 vessels by Wednesday afternoon. We're going to take a short break, then we'll talk about Port Muller numbers.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com. Support for KDLG comes from Alaska Eagle Eye, locally owned and operated with car, truck, tool, equipment, and adventure gear rentals at the King Salmon Airport. Committed to getting you on your way in Bristol Bay. Reservations at 246-CARS.
Now for the Port Muller test fishery, starting with Sunday's daily catch updates. The research vessel, Pan Dallas, fished 4 station 4 through 16. At station 4, 1 in the 4.5, and none in the 5 1/8. At station 6, 28 in the 4.5, and 6 in the 5 1/8. At station 8, 17 in the 4.5, and 10 in the 5 1/8. At station 10, 5 in the 4.5, and 1 in the 5 1/8. At station 12, 9 in the 4.5, and 10 in the 5 1/8. At station 14, the same, 9 in the 4.5, and 10 in the 5 1/8. At station 16, 5 in the 4.5, and 6 in the 5 1/8. Researcher Scott Rayborn noted in an email the Pan Dallas had to make the Station 6 set a little towards Station 4 because it encountered numerous Pacific white-sided dolphins. The skipper reported 40 minutes of them going by over 1 mile wide. We've also got the most recent age and stock compositions. Bear with us, we're almost through these numbers. Of the fish harvested in Igigik through June 29th, 0.4% were 1 and 1s, 0.1% were 2 1s, 29% were 1 2s, 4.5% were 2 2s, 41% were 1 3s, 25% were 2 3s, and 0.1% were 1 4s. Of the fish harvested in the Naknek Kwijak, 39% were 1 2s, 1.6% were 2 2s, 59% were 2 3s, 5.2% were 2 3s, 0.5% were 1 4s. Of the fish harvested in the Nooshkegak District, 51% were 1-2s, 0.6% were 2-2s, 47% were 1-3s, 1% were 2-3s, 0.2% were 1-4s. Of the fish harvested in the Ugashic District, 35% were 1-2s, 0.6% were 2-2s, 61% were 1-3s, 3% were 2-3s. At the Port Muller Test Fishery, 0.1% were 1-1s, 0.1% were 2-1s, 50% were 1-2s, 0.3% were 2-2s, 41% were 1-3s, 45% were 2-3s, 4.1% were 1-4s, 0.1% were 1-4s. And finally, the stock composition of the fish sampled on June 28th and 29th. 0.1% were returning to the Kuskokwim, 0.3% to Togiak, 0.1% to the Igooshik, 32% to the Wood River, 23.4% to the Nooshigak, 5.7% to the Kwijak, 0.3% to the Alagnak, 13% to Naknek, 8% to Igigik, 16% to Ugashik, 1% to the North Peninsula. Thanks for sticking with us. That's it for the numbers. You're tuned in to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Catch this show nightly at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. We've also got an early show on the weekends at 1:30 in the afternoon. If you've got suggestions for what you'd like us to cover on the show, or if you've got a message you want to get out to someone on the fleet, give us a call at 907-842-5281. You can also email avery@kdlg.org. Now let's turn to Dr. Curry Cunningham with the University of Washington's Fisheries Institute. He spoke with KDLG's Avery Lille this afternoon about how we can be thinking about the shape of the run and the numbers coming out of the Port Muller Test Fishery.
So we're moving into what's traditionally the peak week in Nooshigak, and we just had two record-breaking days, Saturday and Sunday, at the largest catches ever. Is this run shaping up about like you thought it would? I know we had a big forecast. What does it look like to you?
In some ways, yes, in some ways, no. I mean, through this point this year, we've seen 9.2 million fish in the Nooshigak District. That's far ahead of last year. We had about 6.2 million through July 1st. Now, you know, both our preseason forecast and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preseason forecast for Nooshigak District as a whole were quite high, so it's consistent with that. In other ways, the run is shaping up differently than we might have expected preseason.
And say more about that.
Well, up until this point, we haven't seen, in terms of the fish that have passed the Port Muller transect, much suggestion of the other early component of the run that we traditionally think of, which is Igigik. In the genetic composition, we haven't seen very high representation of Igigik district-bound stocks or the Igigik district stock or representation of the 2-2 age class, which makes up such a large component of our preseason forecast for Igigik. So we seem to be showing a pattern where we're consistent with or likely to exceed our preseason forecast in the Nooshigak District and maybe fewer fish than expected to Igigik.
Are we at the point where we should be concerned?
Well, fish will show up one way or the other. The question is in what number. There are likely good numbers of fish coming to the east side in general. What we'd like to see is over the next 2 days continuing good catches out of Port Muller. So we saw our high index point on June 30th. If we see sustained high catches there through the 4th of July, as well as a genetic signature that suggests higher representation of east side stocks, that's going to be a good sign that the run, in fact, is just late to Igigik and, in general, that more fish are bound for the east side.
Fair enough. And with the most recent set of genetics that just came out, what strikes you about those?
Well, it it's interesting. What we saw up until June 25th was that the majority of catches out there, between 60 and 80%, were bound for the Nooshigak District as a whole, so either of Wood, Nooshigak, or Gooshik stocks. For the most recent genetic samples, the samples from collected between June 26th and 27th and 28th and 29th, we see the Nooshigak District now running about 40 to 50%, with greater representation of east side stocks such as Naknek and Kwijak. You know, coinciding with that shift in genetic composition, we also saw the distribution of catches across the Port Mueller transect shift inshore. So around that same period of time, around June 27th and on, we've seen fewer catches out at stations 12, 14, and 16, and more catches closer to shore around station 6.
And that's good news for the east side districts.
It certainly does suggest that more of those east side fish are inbound, given the shift in distribution and also the shift in genetic composition.
Moving back a little bit to the Nooshigak, do the big catch days surprise you at all?
I think a record-setting day is surprising no matter what. Given the magnitude of preseason forecasts, we certainly expected a lot of fish. You know, the way in which those fish enter the district is always different from year to year and driven by factors that we don't fully understand. So it's always surprising.
And do we have a sense of what might be happening in the large forecast and the record-setting runs? Something with the environment or harvest effort or management?
You know, these are productive river systems, and we've seen warmer temperatures more recently, so it suggests they have the capacity to produce a lot of fish under favorable conditions.
Is there anything else that's on your mind or anything else that you're watching in terms of watching this run shape up?
Certainly. I think we're all watching what's happening on the west side very closely, and one of the things I'm paying attention to is the proportion of west side stocks in the genetic samples, as that gives you an indication of when that mass of fish bound for the west side is either maintaining itself or maybe get to trail off in the future. Currently, what we've seen is through the most recent genetic samples, they're still running 40 to 50%. And given what we expect in terms of travel times between the Port Mueller transect and inshore districts, about a week at this point is what we can tell, that suggests there's still a large number of fish bound for the west side.
And is there anything that we can say about what we're likely to see coming up in this next week or so?
Well, given the travel times that we seem to be seeing from Port Mueller to inshore and the fact that, you know, Nooshigak District as a whole is still running 40 to 50% of the genetic samples, at least through the 29th, that suggests you have at least, you know, 6 to 7 days of large numbers of fish entering the Nooshigak District.
Dr. Cunningham, thank you so much for getting on the phone with me.
Hey, my pleasure.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Now, let's talk about this past weekend on the Nooshigak again, and I think we will be for a while. I went down and chatted with some of the fleet docked in the Dillingham Small Boat Harbor earlier today. Ben Simpson is a deckhand on the fishing vessel Spy and says he spent Sunday pulling in fish after fish.
It's stressful because you're constantly working. You don't get a moment's rest, really, but, you know, it's also rewarding.
Simpson is in Dillingham at the moment while the boat he's working on is getting some maintenance. He says being out on the water and fishing long hours can be tough, but he's ready for more busy days.
I think about all the work that went into it, you know, I mean, I hurt, but I want to get back out there and do it again.
Hearing about the record-breaking weekend isn't good news to everyone hanging around Dillingham's harbor, though.
Makes me kind of sad and off seeing all these people coming back telling us about, you know, all the fish are coming in and whatnot.
John Barnett has been stuck ashore since his skipper was injured. Like a lot of the fishermen who aren't out right now, he's restless but hopeful for the rest of the season.
There's still more time, but I need to get out there.
The Nooshigak still needs to see about 10 million more red salmon to reach ADF&G's estimated return for this year's sockeye run. That means if those fish show up, fishermen in the Nooshigak have some busy days ahead of them.
It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing, it's amazing, so amazing.
That's what some of you had to say about the weekend. KDOG's Avery Lowe also talked to fish and game biologist Tim Sands to find out how it's looking for a from a management standpoint.
So another banner day in the Nooshigak District, but all is not going perfectly with the Nooshigak River. Can you tell me what's going on with the escapement and possible conservation measures?
Yeah, so on Nooshigak, our sockeye escapement is right now we're projecting ahead of the minimum escapement, which is 370,000. But each day we have to get additional escapement to keep that projection above the 370. Yesterday, we should have had at least 19,000 escapement, and we only had 9,000 escapement for sockeye. So in order to follow the management plan as it's written, the regulation says that we need to implement a 4 3/4 inch mesh restriction or smaller to conserve Nooshigak River sockeye salmon. The approach we're taking is we warned everybody this morning in the 9 o'clock announcement. If our escapement for today in the Nooshigak is below the 20,000 we need today, because each day the number changes and it's still on the up cycle, if that escapement today is less than we need, then tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock we will announce that we're implementing that 4 3/4 inch mesh restriction at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. And if we do, it would apply to all drift fishing in the Nooshigak District and all Nooshigak set netters. Igushik set net and Wood River Special Harvest Area set net could use any mesh 5.5 or smaller still. This idea, this regulation, came from fishermen, and fishermen convinced the Board of Fish that it was a good idea. And now we're following the regulation as developed.
And the idea with the 4 3/4 is that it will protect Nooshigak River specifically. Are the sockeye there larger, or how does that work?
Right. Nooshigak River sockeye are larger, and by using the smaller mesh gear, the hope is we'll catch more of the Wood River fish and less of the Nooshigak River fish.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you think might be going on here? I know there are a lot of boats hanging out in the district. Is it an efficient fishery this year, or what's going on?
I've been looking at that and scratching my head. And basically, we're catching about 70-75% of the Wood River fish and 95% of the Nooshigak River fish, based on the calculations I have. And even though it's a big run, we're just not letting enough Nooshigak River fish get by.
Gotcha. So the earliest that could go into effect would be on Wednesday, and we'll find out tomorrow morning.
Correct. And we can't just shut down the district because we still have to fish to control the Wood River escapement. And the Wood River escapement is, my guess is we will be over the top end of the Wood River escapement goal by the end of the day, because I just flew it and there's more fish in there than I've ever seen. So,
And are there any risks with over-escapement? What's the impact of that?
So this is a common question, and our feeling is in Bristol Bay, we have these big lakes, and we're not rearing limited. We're spawning limited. So fish will spawn on top of where other fish have spawned and dig up those eggs, but the amount of juveniles that are produced and that have to rear in those lakes is not enough that there would be any kind of density-dependent mortality. We've put 4 million fish up the Wood River in 2006 and again last year, and of course we won't know about last year for three or four more years, but in 2006 we did not see any kind of sign that over-escapement was an issue.
So when you hear about a boom-bust cycle for salmon, that's probably not a model that makes sense for Bristol Bay specifically.
Yeah, I'd say yes to that.
Well, is there anything else that we should talk about today with the large harvest or how things look going forward?
Genetics just came out. They still show a lot of fish coming to the Nooshiegak District, both the Nooshiegak and Wood Rivers. I'm very optimistic that we're going to get through this and really have a very positive outcome to the season. Just a little hiccup in the road here. I know people are worried, but wait until tomorrow to push the panic button.
The daily run summary from yesterday shows us sitting at about half of the forecasted run to the Nooshiegak District. Do you feel like that forecast is probably still what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, last year I feel like we peaked on the 3rd of July or later, so we're, like say, halfway there and not really at the historical peak yet. I think 22 million run is still certainly possible.
Good deal. Well, thanks for updating with me, Tim.
Absolutely.
Now we're bringing you another Bristol Bay fisher poet. Bruce Ilutsik is a drift fisherman in the Nooshiegak District. Before he hit the water, he recorded this poem for us, Summer Night Fishing.
Smell of grass and mud with the tide waters of the bay, anchored out in Queen Slough, done fishing for the day. With the radio on and the sound of fishing vessels in the distance, cleaning the boat and all done fishing. As the sun slowly sets, we rest as set netters drive by in their boats, all done cleaning their nets. Another day of fishing, another night in the slough, with the orange sunsets and the mountains looking dark blue. And finally, the sun sets behind the mountains. There sure isn't anything else like a summer night during fishing.
Before we go, we got some messages to the fleet. The first one is a letter to Ben from Punjabi and Babu. Ben, my brother, we all thinking and praying for you every day, man. Hoping you have a very, very good catch, man. Thanks again for all you did finding a home for me and my Babu last fall. You are a very good man and deserve a very good summer catch. Your brother from another mother, Punjabi and Babu. Then we've got a couple of birthdays. To our beloved friend Perry Lee out at the Wood River Tower. We love you, from your Togiak Tower mates. To Hunter Parrott on the fishing vessel Not to Scale. Happy birthday, we love you. And to the whole crew, be safe and have a good season, from Mom and Dad and everyone in Damascus. Happy birthday from all of us at KDLG as well. Finally, Feldman is back after a day's hiatus with another message to Eric Mippy on the fishing vessel Orca. Eric, Feldman says, the normal sisters will be on separate flights. Abby arrives at 4:58 and Para at 5 o'clock. Drought conditions prevail. Hashtag Ben. Hashtag Deho. That's it for tonight. If you want to get your message out and send it to avery@kdlg.org, if you've got feedback or there's some question you're dying for us to answer on the show, you can give us a call at the station 907-842-5281. You can also email me at mitch@kdlg.org. Check back in tomorrow at 6 for more Fresh Fish News. If you missed part of this show or want to listen again, it re-airs at 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. I'm your host, Mitch Borden. Have a good night.